Good morning. How's the microphone? Reasonable? All right, good. I appreciate Mark for jumping on that landmine for me and not having me find it on my own. I have my notes on this device in front of me. I am not, in fact, checking headlines. I do enough of that in my private life. So hello. My name is David Takitaki. I am a professor. Yes, as mentioned, I am a Grand Haven graduate, and I'm here to talk to you today about capacity. Now, in all fairness, capacity can be defined in different ways, and I'm going to use every single one of them because I'm a cheater, all right? I'm going to talk to you about capacity as your ability to do. I'm going to talk to you about capacity as your ability to carry, and I'm going to talk to you about capacity as your ability to be. Because I think what the world needs now is capacity. And let's start with what it is to do. What is it we can do in times when we feel that we need to be doing more? Maybe in times when we feel we are powerless. How do we expand our capacity to do? Well, if we are going to be good scientists, and I'm a social scientist at my very, very core, then we need to be able to ask ourselves real questions, to give honest answers. Do you have the capacity to be honest with yourself? Do you have the capacity to speak truths even when they disrupt some of the most comfortable illusions that we carry about ourselves? Because if you have that capacity, or you gain that capacity, then you can be a good scientist. But it also means facing a world that can be both scary and uncertain. Now, a story I love from my teaching was that in dealing with uncertainties, which happens when you make young people kind of sit down and talk about political philosophy for 16 weeks at a time, in dealing with that uncertainty, I had a student come up to me, and both in a way that was appreciative yet also accusatory, said, "I feel like you have pulled the ground out from underneath me. When will I find, you know, solid ground again?" And in probably one of my more honest and inspired moments, I said, "You don't ever find solid ground again. What you do is you learn how to fly." And if I could have been thinking with today's brain in that moment, I could have then explained that you will gain the capacity to deal with uncertainty. You will gain the ability to understand what is true and what is not true. And if you don't have that capacity today, and many young people don't, many old people don't, right? Possibly millions, according to recent events. You will find yourself in a position where you cannot do the good work of science. But we can grow that capacity. Do you have the capacity to confront your own biases, to be honest with yourself about where those darker places lie? Because there's another question behind that one as regards diversity. Do you have the capacity to love someone who's different than you? Do you have the capacity to value them, to see the value in what they find valuable, even if you don't? That is a capacity many of us aspire to. It is a capacity that sometimes we fall short of. But it is a capacity we can develop. It is something that we can grow in ourselves. And these questions do not stop. I mean, you did bring in a professor, right? Do you have the capacity to learn new things or to unlearn things that are old? One of the truths of my profession is that we can very easily fall victim to information, to ideas that are decades out of date, because we, as good students, paid very close attention to what our professors told us 25 years ago. And if we repeat those same things, they are 25 years out of date. And if they made the same mistake, then they are 50 years out of date. So do we have the capacity to learn? Do we have the capacity to grow? Can you take life's experiences, can you take our own wounds and travails and become stronger as a result of them? Can you come to understand where your weaknesses are? Can you gain the capacity to surpass them? Can you gain the capacity to forgive? To see past slights, mistaken ideas, or unresolved biases, or short-sighted votes? Do you have that capacity? Can you run forward when necessary? Can you walk away when necessary? Do you have that capacity to see things for as they are and decide what is best for you, for your family, for your health, and your community? Can you say yes? Can you say no? These are all capacities that we need in this world. And we may not yet have them. But that first one, the capacity to be honest with ourselves, is crucial, because from it, leverage on the rest can follow. Another question about capacity, or another aspect of capacity, another definition, is what do you have the ability to carry? We have all felt burdens. We have all felt responsibilities. And we take things upon ourselves. Those of us who dare to love the world or love each other burden ourselves with the weight that comes with that. So, what you can carry, your capacity for that, first needs to be accompanied with an assessment of what am I already carrying? And also, and a thought about what of that I am carrying, maybe don't I need to? What can I put down? We can all feel in our lives and in moments such as these that the weight of the world is literally on our shoulders. And that somehow, in this moment, we have to be the ones individually right now to turn the tides of history. Well, that is a noble and worthy effort, and I think all of us together can absolutely do that. But if you try to carry all of that weight yourself, right, you won't leave the sofa under a couch with three cats on you, and I have some experience in that. All right? You have to be able to understand what your capacity to carry is, what you can carry, and what you can't, what you shouldn't. It is easy for us to catastrophize, right? To imagine the worst of what could be and put all of that on ourselves. To look both back and forward and say all of the things I did not do have brought us to this, and all of the things that could come to pass will, and it's my fault. That's not your burden to carry. You have to put that down, because it is taking the space of things you can and do need to carry. And sometimes that's just the people next to you. Maybe it's the people in this room. Maybe it's one more shift at the animal clinic, right? Maybe it's more time with that, you know, teenage grandkid who has been very, very withdrawn. Maybe it's one more walk around the block for the sake of your knees or your hips or your heart. If we're carrying all of these other things, if our capacity is overloaded, then we cannot carry the things that maybe we need to be carrying for ourselves and for others. There's also, of course, another way in which we can deal with it. We don't just have to put things down. We can also become stronger, right? We can take on more. We can better suit ourselves to the things that we either need or want to carry. I guess by the fact that you are here on a Sunday morning, that I am looking at a room and speaking on the internet to a bunch of people who tend to show up to things, right? You're parts of organizations, right? You give your time. And you understand that very frequently it's a small number of people who show up and do things, right? There's a core. It's the same five or six folks. I bet you that any of you could point to that one person who is always there early and always does things and always finds the time and, you know, not only that, but has a tray of cookies and a smile. Right? Right? And I did that somewhat deliberately because I knew I could look around the audience and some of you would look at each other, and now I can find the cookie people. Right? I'm interested in the cookie people. All right? So we know that that's true. Right? We know that there are those amongst us who find a way to just kind of keep going and to do more. And we can look to them for examples, right? And I think, in my experience with them, one of the things they will tell you about how they can do that, about how they got so strong, right, is that they let themselves feel the joy of the benefit they bring, right? Some part of their hearts are miraculously open despite the work they do, despite the things they carry. And that, I think, is the key, right? I won't ask our musician friend because I've been here myself, but I know for a fact when you play to an audience, even if you are tired or you're exhausted or it's the eighth show of a festival weekend or whatever it happens to be, right? And they begin giving something back to you. When that energy comes back, you can do anything. And despite your exhaustion or despite, you know, sleeping in a tent for 4 or 5 days at a time and eating crappy food, suddenly you feel like you can conquer the world. Because what you've put out has been returned to you. And when someone who brings the cookie plate, right, sees someone stand in with their morning coffee, grab that cookie and give a little bit of a smile, they're giving something back to you. But we have to be open to that. We have to be able to take strength from those little things. And when we do that, our capacity to carry, our strength increases. And that is inherently good. One of my readings I had from Rabindranath Tagore, who gets called Gurudeva, right? And the reading itself was that we can have what we should, what belongs to us, if we create the capacity for it in our lives. And I think that is true because we have to put down some things to make room for the good things that come, for the burdens we really must carry. And I think Rabindranath Tagore is also a fantastic example of my last idea of capacity. Will Durant went off and spoke very praisingly of Rabindranath Tagore in his essay. It's called A Shameless Worship of Heroes. And his comment was for why should we stand reverent before waterfalls and mountaintops or a summer moon and a quiet sea and not before the highest miracle of all, a person who is both great and good? I think that's true of Gurudeva. But I also think that's true of the cookie lady. I also think that's true of the PTA mom. I also think that's true of the dad who comes home after, you know, a long shift on his feet and puts on the little outfit and goes off to coach softball. I think that's true of the people who show up and make community for others. There is greatness in that. And we have to accept our capacity for greatness. Yes, sometimes that will be earth-shaking, history-changing greatness. And sometimes that will be small. One of the things I have to accept as a teacher is that I don't get to know. When I stand in front of a group and I give a lesson, I don't get to know if that changes their life. Sometimes I get something back. I get a letter from someone who just passed the bar exam. Hey, you know, Professor Doggy, thanks. You know, made a difference. Now, I don't know if that person's going to go on to do great things or, you know, represent corporate interests and pollute the earth. I have no idea, right? I don't know. I don't get to know. But that doesn't mean it's not potentially great. And it doesn't mean it's not potentially good. And so, can you do great things? Can you do good things? If we are interested in compassionate action, and I think we all are, then in what capacity will you serve the world? What will you be? Will you be a good parent? Will you be a scholar? Will you be a teacher? Will you be a protector, an advocate, an artist, a healer, a provider, a lover, a warrior, a philosopher, a king, or a queen? Will you be a revolutionary? Will you carry for others? Because all of us have choice in this. If we are honest with ourselves and we figure out what it is we can do, if we are sincere about what it is we carry already and what we could carry for others, then we have a choice. What will you be? In what capacity will you serve? In what capacity can you serve? Because there is choice in that too. I could have been a carpenter. I'm not good at it. Right? But I could have. I could have been a football player. Right? Maybe better. Right? I also was a bouncer at a nightclub, not far from here. All right? I was a manager. I was a fast food worker at that Burger King for a time. Right? I was a car salesman down the road. Lasted like 3 months. Right? I am an older brother. I am a son. I'm a friend. And I have chosen to be a teacher. I've chosen to care and to do what I can in the world with what time I possess. I have chosen to be that. And in that capacity, serve the world. But I could still have done any of those other things. And there's nothing wrong with any of those other things, right? People need to be fed. They need cars. But how can you serve the world? Again, if we are interested in compassionate action, if we are concerned about stewardship for this world, about the environment, and about each other, about ourselves. What capacities do you have to do good? What roles can you step into? I think that the theme of this series, What the World Needs Now, is a good one. I especially love the fact that it's pulled out of a song, right? And if you'll forgive me a little bit of anthropocentrism, I want to point at another song, because what the world needs now, right? Well, we are the world, right? Even if we are most concerned about the rivers and the lakes and the creatures, right? It is our ability to advocate and sometimes our ability to destroy that is of greatest concern. We are the world. You are, right? I think what we need is capacity. We need to better understand what it is we can do. We need to better align what we carry to that task. And we need to choose for ourselves capacities that will make the world a better place, that will align it with our best values. And what the world needs is us. What is our capacity to do? What is our capacity to carry? What is our capacity to be? I also included in those readings a section of a poem by Maya Angelou. And I find it inspiring and also a little bit challenging. I'm just going to pick a section of the section. The whole poem is worth reading. But the reading is, "You, created only a little lower than the angels, have crouched too long in the bruising darkness, have lain for too long face down in ignorance, your mouth spitting words armed for slaughter, the rock." And in the poem, the rock is the echoes of that which have come before. It is history. "The rock cries out to us today, 'You may stand upon me, but do not hide your face.' I give you no judgment in terms of what your capacity is. I give you no judgment in terms of how you choose to serve the world. I am not knowledgeable enough about any of you." Maybe Kathy. I'm not knowledgeable about any of you enough to deem what you should do. But you all have capacities. None of us are so young or so old that they cannot be made better, that we cannot be made healthier or stronger or happier by coming to terms with our capacity both internally and externally. And so, the world needs capacity. The world needs us. Do not hide your face. Thank you.